You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Enforcement Directorate on Thursday said that it has provisionally attached assets worth 97.79 crore rupees of businessman Raj Kundra in its money laundering probe related to the alleged 6,600 crore rupees Bitcoin-based scam perpetrated by a Singapore-based firm Variable Tech Private Limited. Kundra, husband of Bollywood actor Shilpa Shetty, is suspected of being a beneficiary of the case's proceeds of crime, according to ED sources. The attached properties include a residential flat situated in Juhu presently in the name of Shilpa Shetty, a residential bungalow situated in Pune and equity shares in the name of Raj Kundra. The Enforcement Directorate alleges that Variable Tech collected 80,000 bitcoins from gullible investors across the country by promising high returns, and funds worth 6,606 crore rupees were diverted through the nine firms for purchasing properties abroad. Delhi Airport, the largest airport in the country, has reached a new high. The airport has jumped 7 places from pre-COVID to post-COVID, entering the top 10 airports club at the 10th position as per the Airports Council International, ACI. While the ACI rankings were based on calendar year data, the airport itself, like most other authorities in India, bases its results on the financial year. Delhi saw 73.67 million passengers in FY24, shows the data released by GMR Airports and Group ADP, which has a stake in GMR Airports. This has made it the jewel in the crown for Group ADP, which operates some of the most renowned airports in the world and has a 49% stake in GMR Airport arm, which in turn operates Delhi Airport via the subsidiary Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL. The Enforcement Directorate has accused Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal of deliberately consuming mangoes, sweets, and sugar with tea in an apparent bid to elevate his blood sugar levels. A Delhi court was hearing the application moved by Kejriwal to monitor his sugar levels continuously and to allow him to consult his doctor. Zohaib Hussain, the special counsel representing the Enforcement Directorate, contended that Kejriwal's motive behind this alleged deliberate consumption was to establish a foundation for seeking bail, citing fluctuations in his blood sugar levels, reported Bar and Bench. Advocate Vivek Jain, representing Kejriwal, objected to the agency's submission, saying the counsel for ED was playing by the gallery and was making statements for media consumption. World's largest consumer goods company Nestle adds sugar and honey to infant milk and cereal products in several countries, including India, an investigation by Public Eye claimed. This is in direct violation of international guidelines that focus on preventing obesity and chronic diseases. But the violations were found only in Asian, African, and Latin American countries. The report claimed that two of the best-selling baby food brands by Nestle in India contain high levels of added sugar. Meanwhile, such products are sugar-free in the United Kingdom, Germany, Switzerland, and other developed nations, Public Eye noted. In India, all 15 Cerelac baby products contain an average of nearly 3 grams of sugar per serving, findings showed. This same product is being sold with no added sugar in Germany and the UK, it added. Theoretical astrophysicist Priyamvada Natarajan was featured in Time magazine's 2024 list of 100 most influential people on Wednesday, 17 April. The list is published annually and includes global leaders, titans of industry, athletes, media stars, and other pioneers across various creative fields. American astrophysicist Shep Dolman wrote about Natarajan in the Time article, saying, "Priya has a knack for pursuing the most creative research, and as a fellow astronomer, I am always inspired by her work. Her latest result takes us one step closer to understanding our cosmic beginnings." In November, A novel approach developed years ago by Natarajan brought us closer to understanding a basic mystery in astronomy. How do the supermassive black holes that lurk at the centers of most galaxies form? Dolman added, Natarajan is an associate professor in the astronomy and physics departments at Yale University and works in cosmology with emphasis on dark matter. You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.